At Make or Break talks in Vienna on Iran's nuclear program, the first full plenary session has taken place to find a solution to a long-running and bitter dispute. The negotiations involve Iran, the US, Russia, China, Britain, Germany and France. The US and the three European countries want Iran to reduce its production of uranium in return for the lifting of sanctions.
Well, the E3 plus 3 has said that they're determined to do everything that needs to be done to achieve a deal by the 20th July deadline, if it's possible. We hope that the Iranians share that view as well.
Iran says it is willing to compromise, but is not willing to totally scrap its peaceful nuclear energy program. The Iranian delegation, headed by Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, says it will keep negotiating in Vienna for as long as necessary.
Even after 20th of July, if we are in a position to extend for few days to complete our job, we will do that. Even our minister, Dr. Zarif, is prepared to stay here as long as necessary, although he had very important jobs at home.
This new YouTube video featuring Iran's foreign minister and nuclear chief negotiator Zarif is attracting a lot of attention. In it, he talks about the potential of these negotiations, but he also warns that any efforts to apply too much pressure on Iran will only backfire. He says the sanctions imposed against the Islamic Republic in 2005, after talks broke down, actually had the opposite effects to those envisaged by the US and EU.
Insisting on no enrichment resulted in a 100-fold increase in our centrifuges, from less than 200 to almost 20,000. Refusing to sell fuel for our American-built research reactor forced us to produce our own fuel by increasing enrichment levels from 3.5% to 20%.
Following the collapse of the previous round of talks, the priority for all involved in these negotiations is to reduce the risk that history might be about to repeat itself. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Vienna.